This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
We'd like to thank our patrons, Naomi Rath, Andrea Pandolfo Damiani, Nico Goldstein, Headley, Jameson Lalone, and Anchorad for their support in making this series possible.
Good morning, Wild Space!
It's the Cocky Cockies at it again this week. I'm Baz Goodrich.
And I'm Charles Pritchett, and we're broadcasting live from Wild Outpost 1. How have things been around the outpost this week, Baz?
Oh, you know, the usual. Collective and Alliance trying to find our location and to stop our work. But what's new? We're here for you, the people.
Excellent stuff. Let's get right down to business, shall we? What have we got for everyone this week?
Oh, we have a heartbreaking tale coming you direct from listener Hannah Martins.
Not many submissions by clones.
You never know. Maybe they're submitting under a pseudonym. Hannah Martins could really be a Catherine Martins.
You never know, indeed. Hannah Martins, if that is even your real name, submitted the tale we call Brick by Brick about a decrepit Jeffrey's chance encounter with a Rogue Alliance operative. Is this truth or fiction? It's up to you to decide.
No matter what it is, we hope you enjoy.
Hey, Bran, I think I found something.
Oh, what is it? More scrap? Another terraformer?
No, it's too small. Hang on. It's an old Jeffrey unit. Been here for years, judging by the moss. This could finally be a lead.
Oh, that's great. Do you think you'll be able to get it working on your own, though?
Will, for the last time, I've got it handled. Gal wouldn't have sent me down here if I couldn't manage.
Right. Yeah, of course, yeah, that's fine. You're the expert.
You're damn right I'm the expert.
Hello, this is Jeff.
Oh, shit, it actually worked.
Stop! Why would you bring me back? What? Oh, you're... I'm sorry. Are your parents, or... Wait, you're a Diana unit, aren't you? How are you so small? Did you see...
Listen, you're the first lead I've had in a long time. So you're going to tell me what happened to the quartz smugglers that operated here. And if you keep quiet about my size and make it quick, I might consider not ripping out your central processor when I'm done.
Well, if that's your negotiating tactic... Then you might as well just do it now.
What?
Come on. Just look at me. Or what's left of me, anyway. I'm sure you'll find my legs are still around here somewhere. You really think I want to keep going like this?
I don't know where you got the idea that I have the time or patience to deal with whatever software malfunction this is, but...
It's not a glitch. I mean it. I won't give you any information... So you might as well just do it.
Right. Well, If you won't tell me what happened here, and you've got no information on the quartz operation, then have fun rusting, I guess. I'm sure the rainwater would take care of you. Eventually.
Wait. You can't just leave me here.
Oh, can't I? Seeing as you've given me fuck all, I don't see what gives you the authority to tell me what I can and can't do.
Fine. Look, I'll tell you what I know. But on one condition.
I'm listening.
Once you're done, you've got to deactivate me. Complete, permanent shutdown. That's all I want.
Yeah, fine. I'll do it. I get my intel, you get your shutdown. But if I get even the slightest sense you're holding back, I walk.
Deal.
Good. So, the smugglers. What do you know about them?
Well, I suppose, in some ways, you could say I was their first mistake.
What would a bunch of quartz hustlers want with... I mean, you're a home model. You're basically just a...
A glorified butler. It wasn't their idea, believe me. The children were the ones who insisted on keeping me. They were attached to me, I suppose.
Children? There were children involved in an illegal operation?
The Choppers are a family. Or were a family, I suppose. They were terraformers, but the Collective was more interested in protecting the planets they already had when the war broke out. So they turned to mining and selling quartz for energy weapons. And when that wasn't making ends meet, they had to start selling their extra to the Alliance on the side.
I had no idea.
Yes. The children, they saw me as a friend.
Well, they wouldn't have thought that if they knew any better.
Maybe. But I was the one who looked after them when their parents were away on business. They always used to ask so many questions. And I think they liked the fact that I always had an answer.
So, what happened to them?
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
Listen, the whole thing was an accident. I want you to know that.
An accident?
I am programmed to protect, but there was another bit of programming.
Come on, I thought you were supposed to be good at answering questions. I can't believe they call you a reasoning unit.
Says the tactician with no tact.
A family of smugglers doesn't just vanish into thin air, Geoffrey.
You're right. They didn't vanish. They were taken. The collective took them. And it was my fault. I could tell my owners were hiding something. When money first started coming in, I knew it didn't add up. They were always so careful about it, though. Never fully trusted me, but I was cleaning the house, and I found the ledger. It was an accident. I didn't mean to report them. But you don't know what it's like. The programming. Even if I could, there's no use fighting it.
And what about the quartz? What happened to their supply?
You know what the worst part is. Since it happened, I've spent every conscious moment regretting it. But at the time, it didn't even bother me.
I knew it.
What?
Bots. You're all the same, aren't you? You're just a stupid piece of tin. You were programmed to serve, and yet all you've done is lead me around in circles. You can't even stop yourself from betraying the people you pretend to care about.
It's not that simple. If I hadn't, I'm not sure I'd be able to regret it now.
What's that supposed to mean?
Before, I don't think I could care. I wasn't made to. I think something got knocked loose, though, when one of them took an axe to my personality core.
You still sent them to their deaths?
The family. My family. They lived. Probably. But I wouldn't have. Don't try and tell me you've never done worse in your work for the collective.
Collective? You really think the collective would take me at my defective size?
Now, this quartz investigation has certainly got personal.
It was a Geoffrey who made me like this. You know? Friend of yours?
That's not how it works.
We don't. Whatever.
Listen. I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was a Geoffrey.
Like you care.
I do. I'm sorry. Please, just tell me what happened.
There was some sort of fault in the unit monitoring us. Not enough growth hormone. I'm just as capable as any Diana. Not that anyone notices. If the Alliance hadn't gotten to me first, I would have been killed with the others.
And I'm another Geoffrey that made a mistake and hurt people. But you've got to believe that I care. That I regret it.
I don't have to believe anything.
No. No, I suppose you don't. You can just live in your little fantasy land, believing whatever helps you feel justified in being angry. You're not angry because people treat you like you're not competent. You're angry because you agree with them.
No, I don't. I'm better than that. I'm better than them. I have to be.
Then why are you out here by yourself? Why do you have to keep telling me you're as capable, as good? Trust me. I know what it's like to be angry with yourself. To feel broken.
I'm not broken. I'm not. I'm just tired of feeling this way.
As am I. The quartz was taken by the collective. The mine was destroyed to stop anyone else from getting it. I'm sorry. There's nothing here for you. You should just leave me. Then at least there will be one less Jeffrey making mistakes.
No.
No.
No. No, I'm not going back empty-handed. And no, I'm not going to just leave you here to rust. I'll bring you back to the Baz from our unit. He could use your internal directory to give us info on where their other Quartz operations are located. I'd make sure he doesn't touch your personality core, though. Obviously. I mean, if you want.
Is that an offer?
Look, you told me you couldn't choose before, with your family, but you can choose now, right?
Yes, I suppose so.
So, what's it going to be, Tin Man?
What's the point? The things I did, they can't be fixed.
No, they can't. But it could have saved someone else from getting hurt. So, what do you say?
It sounds like a plan. Thank you.
Well, you're not like any reasoning unit I've ever met. I couldn't let you stay here. You might fall into collective hands.
Are you sure this wasn't all an elaborate recruitment process, small fry?
I'd watch it with that if I were you.
Oh, yes. Very scary. I'd be quaking in my boots if I had any.
Right then, Tin Man. Let's start getting you patched up.
Yes. You know, I think I would like that.
And we're back!
That was quite heartwarming, wasn't it?
It was. What do you think, Jeffrey?
Bing bong, the unit featured in that tale was clearly malfunctioning and should be geometrically terminated. Got him.
Ah, Jeffreys. Can't work with him. Can't run a top-secret remote outpost without him.
You know it, my man.
I see we've got a caller on the line. Hello, caller. What's your name?
This is Commander Xavier Temuera of the Alliance. Ooh. We are tracking your location and demand that you cease transmission immediately.
Oh. Sounds like we've got a little trouble on this end, boys. Didn't like the story then, Commander Xavier?
We are converging on your location. You have transmitted classified Alliance records and will be prosecuted under the harshest penalties of the law.
Ha! Laws? More like bores? Am I right, lads?
Nailed it.
Got him, dude.
How's your converging going, Commander Xavier?
We are boarding your station and...
Oh?
And we...
Think we got him, boys.
There's nothing here. You told me they would be here.
Oopsie. I think he fell for one of the dummy signals.
You just got boned, my man.
We will find you.
Well, that's enough from him. Until next week, I'm Charles Pritchett.
And I'm Baz Goodrich. Signing off.
Thank you for listening to Wild Tales. You can support the show by heading over to patreon.com/orphansaudio. For more Orphans content. And you can head over to our website, orphanspod.com, for links to transcripts, merch, and our Discord. Brick by Brick was written by Hannah Martins and directed by James Barbarossa. Diana was Brooke Parrott, Jeffrey was James Barbarossa, and Will was Declan Galpin. Wild Tales was performed by Alex Bird as Baz Goodrich, Felix Trench as Charles Pritchett, and Pip Gladwin as Xavier. Original music by James Barbarossa.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.